If he was running in your ward, would you vote for John Steenhuisen?
Not in a million years.
Which of the million reasons for why he is a turnoff would be the most salient if you only had a minute to articulate it?
So, I think and I say this as somebody who used to be very good friends with John Steenhuisen. I think as he has acquired power, he has lost the ability to self-reflect. I think that for some people, the more power they amass and the higher they rise, the more important it becomes for them to surround themselves with yes men. Mm. And you need leaders who have the opposite instinct. Mm. So actually, to answer your question, ward councillor, I'd really think about it, actually. Mm. But if you're asking me to elect this current iteration of John Steenhuisen, who is someone who lives in an echo chamber and does not let in people who bring contrary views. And I say this not out of knowledge, inside of knowledge of any kind. It's just the evidence is very clear. Mm. You can't defend that poster campaign unless you live in an echo chamber. You can't go to a national executive meeting that you have to lead and find out almost as like accidentally that people are voting against you.
Yes.
Right? You don't go into meetings like that without knowing what the outcome is going to be. Mm. So the fact that he doesn't says to me that he's living in an echo chamber, which... I mean, Thabo Mbeki did the exact same thing. The exact same thing. When you go to Bulawayo and you don't know that you're about to lose, it's because you've surrounded yourself with people who never, ever tell you the truth. Mm. Because if they do, they'll lose favor with you. They'll lose positions. Or you'll be so nasty to them in public as a consequence of them differing with you, that it's almost not worth the trouble. Mm.